The 2013 Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year is Denver Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning. You may have heard of him. But SI also gave writers a chance to share their own choices. Executive editor John Wertheim picked David Alexander Beauregard, a pro hockey player who labored 20 years in the minors and never reached the NHL. He wasn't allowed to because he's blind in one eye. David Alexander Beauregard joins me now. Welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you.
I'm also joined by John Wertheim, who nominated David for Sportsman of the Year. John, tell me a little bit about why you nominated David.
The sportsman is, I think, intentionally murky as far as criteria. Usually goes to a fairly prominent athlete, Peyton Manning this year, LeBron James was last year. But, boy, you sort of look at the virtues that we like in sports, and resiliency and durability and spirit and sportsmanship, and I could come up with a better candidate than David.
David, you were drafted by the San Jose Sharks back in 1994. Tell us how you lost the sight in your left eye during that first season in the minors.
I was in a breakaway, and the guy was behind me who tried to reach my stick, and he missed it. And I was wearing a three-quarter visor that time, and the stick went through, and it hit my eye right away, and I lost my complete vision of one eye.
Did you think at that point that your hockey days were over?
Of course. I knew I'd probably play hockey again, but with my friends or in some beer league somewhere in Canada. but after the injury, no way I would have thought play again in a contact sport.
David, you returned to the ice. Can you describe how you were able to compensate for your left eye in a game that often requires eyes in the back of your head if you're going to, you know, really watch out for what's coming?
Oh, boy, that was a story. I went back on the ice, I think, 3 days after my injury. And I seriously probably was the worst player out there. I was hitting the boards. I couldn't receive a pass. I had no idea how fast the puck was coming. So it took me a long adaptation. But after like a good month and a half or two, I was getting like way better. And in my head, and I was like, oh, do you know what? Maybe I should try to make a comeback just in junior and see what's going to happen. So I finally tried to make a comeback, and I score on my first game back. And I think it's my biggest satisfaction that I tried to play hockey again.
John, I have to acknowledge that here at Only a Game, we couldn't come up with many parallels to David's story anywhere in the world of sports. Did his determination remind you of other athletes you've encountered or read about?
I did a story several years ago on Adam Greenberg. Bill, I think you may have had him on the show.
Yes, we did.
So you remember the story where literally his first big league at bat, he was unfortunately hit on the head with a pitch and was concussed and never really made it back to the majors until several years ago when he was called up really almost as an act of kindness, not as a real prospect. And I think that was about as close as I got. But what I think you hit on it, what makes this particularly poignant is that because of this policy, and I don't think anyone argues with the wisdom of it, David knew immediately that there was a ceiling. And I think that's something that's really unique, that we've certainly seen other athletes with these injuries try to make comebacks, and it's always a bit bittersweet when they don't get there because, they haven't reached their potential. Well, here the potential was already set,
right.
And so he was able to maximize that.
Now, David, you retired earlier this year at the age of 37, and your retirement from hockey follows the same storyline we've heard over and over again. You jumped from the ice into selling a woodworking tool. Wait a minute. How'd you make that switch?
My grandfather is an inventor, and he always invented his own tools, and he's the first one right now that we put it on sale. The demand is unbelievable in Canada. I miss every part of the hockey world, but every great thing comes to an end, and I accept that.
David Alexander Beauregard scored 540 goals in his 20-year minor league hockey career and played without the benefit of sight in his left eye. You can link to John Wertheim's argument for him as SI's Sportsman of the Year at onlyagame.org. David, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much, and I want to thank John also. He was very appreciated.
And John, I want to thank you too for joining us. I appreciate that very much. Thanks.
Pleasure. Anytime.